a.m. to 1 p.m. And happy, happy, happy to be here with you. And thanks for listening. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Listen at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
If I would write his theme song, I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Gary Show? This is the theme to Gary Show, the opening theme to Gary Show. This is the music that you hear as you watch the credits. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll watch it's Gary Shandling Show. Scandling Show.
This is my favorite one. This is Desi, a book. And you know, no, you know, they're making a movie out of this. And it's going to be called Desi, a book.
Hi, Gary.
Oh, Gary Shandling. Rest in peace.
Yes.
I'm missing my running around here, trying to find the Gary Shandling theme, and also missing my music bed. You guys can just do music for me, right? I do have a backup.
That wasn't it.
That's not it. It's not this one. It's not. Hold on. Oh.
Stuntman Mike.
Stuntman Mike.
Stuntman Mike's your name.
You ask anybody.
Hey, Warren. Who is this guy?
Stuntman Mike.
And who the hell is Stuntman Mike?
He's a stuntman. So weird doing it off of the computer. I'm like trying to make it go higher on the wrong part and yeah. Behind the scenes stuff. I don't have the CD. I'm playing it from the.
Cool.
I need my sound music. Phone call already. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Who's this?
This is Rosie. I know Stuntman Mike.
You know Stuntman Mike? Yes.
Very well.
He's actually...
of course I do.
He's actually fighting super
and
mutants in Quincy
Stuntman
right
Mike
now.
Stuntman Mike met his demise.
What's that?
He met his demise.
He met his demise how?
Oh, not the one I know. You mean the one from Quentin Tarantino's movie.
No. In Death Proof.
Right. Quentin Tarantino's movie.
Right.
No, he killed the first girl... But the second bunch of girls.
Right. Hey, why are you going to tell me a movie I've seen five times? I have the death.
Well,
I have the death.
Are you going to tell us the ending?
I have the Death Proof duck on my car.
I don't think I've
seen the damn movie. Get out of here.
Movie.
Get out my phone. Gary Shandling died. Jesus. What are we going to play anyways? I got to play something. We have 4-point restraints here.
Yep, they're in the green room right now getting tuned up and ready to go, go, go.
Right on. And what? They're just going to do some acoustic stuff for us, right?
Yeah.
I guess we're playing with Evan from 4-point restraints tomorrow night, the Thigh Scrapers at Maggie's.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we're meeting the dude now. I've met him a couple times, but now we'll get to know him. We'll get to know the man, Evan.
There you go.
Behind the Maggie's shows. Anyways, this is a crash course for the ravers. I'm Brian Young.
Happy
I have
birthday,
Marie
Michelle.
Happy birthday,
Brian.
Thank you.
Birthday.
And sweet Jimmy James. And
sweet Jimmy James.
Sweet.
4-point restrained in the next room. And
we're going to have a
here's
good...
Joe Tex. I got to figure out some music to play. Hey, you have a request? 617-627-3800.
Make sure the request is about Brian's birthday.
Yes, birthday related.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
People, I've been misled. And I've been afraid. I've been hit in the head and left for dead. I've been abused and I've been accused. I've been refused a piece of bread. But I ain't never in my life before seen so many love affairs go wrong as I do today. I want you to stop, find out what's wrong, get it right, or just leave love alone. Because the love you saved today may very well be your own.
been lost and found. I've been given till sundown to get out of town. I've been taken outside and I've been brutalized, and I had to always be the one to smile and apologize. But I ain't never in my life before seen so many love affairs go wrong as I do today. Ooh, so stop, find out what's wrong, get it right, or please leave love alone. Because the love you saved today may very well be your
own. Yeah.
All right, it was Joe Tex. Don't bust my chops.
Hi, this is David Lowry from Cracker, and you're listening to Brian Young on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Today I was arrested on Christmas Eve. more pain. I want to walk, not be carried. I don't want to give it up. I want to stay married. I ain't no dog tied to a parked car. Ooh, new sensation.
WMFO in Medford. A big thank you to Michael Stewart calling in wishing me a happy birthday, formerly of a Crash Course for the Ravers.
Yes, Mike.
I guess he's doing a lot of work on, well, he's homesick. We hope you get well soon, Mike. But he does do a lot of work on the town now.
Good. Part of his whole family.
I believe. I've subbed about like before the show, and he's been here.
Sorry you're not feeling well, Michael.
Right.
Mike, you know, some people are homeschooled. Mike is homesick.
Right. Right.
Always.
We wish Mike was still a part of the show. I think he's
absolutely
just been having a lot of...
You worked him too hard, Brian.
Health issues.
You wore him down.
But we wish him well, and he's listening to the show right now, so he can't be too bad. He joined the party.
Brian's birthday party. Bash.
Yes, and thank you for the onslaught of birthday wishes on Facebook. You can't get away from that these days.
No.
You can't even get to thanking everyone either. You can't even like.
I was almost late introducing getting on the show because I'm thanking people on Facebook.
Yeah, no, you have to send out a blanket thank you.
Give me a break. I woke up at 11 today.
Thanks to everyone that sent me birthday wishes.
Right, and then you get a few more after that. Oh, it was your birthday?
Oh, was that your birthday?
Yeah. They trickle in for days. Right, they trickle in before. Then you get pounded, and then they trickle in for a couple days after.
And you have to know when to time it, so yours is seen like first or last.
Oh, if you're first, you're king.
That means you were last to post.
Carl Biancucci, did he call in? Somebody answer that?
He posted on Facebook. Oh. I went on Facebook today.
I have
big
to go.
Deal.
I'll go on soon. What's big deal?
What? Me going on Facebook. I haven't been on there in...
I know. Like, I had to tell you Gary Shandling passed away.
I know.
I used to love that show. Remember Tom Petty was his neighbor? No one remembers that stuff. It was great.
That's right. Tom Petty was his neighbor.
He just like show up as Tom Petty. Hey, Gary. Cool stuff. Who's this? MFO, you're on the air.
This is Brian. Happy birthday.
What's up,
and
Mary?
You're old enough to drink legally, huh?
If she's old enough to pee, she's old enough for me. Yeah. What? Who said that?
Who said that?
Some bad. Maybe Andrew Dice Clay. Something he got banned from MTV for.
I hope you have a great day.
Thank you very much, Mary, the wild woman.
And no request. My request is that you play what you like because it's your day.
Thank you. Oh, how's your puppy doing?
What, the one that's barking at me?
Right. Yeah, one that's barking. Did you feed it?
Yeah, she just, every time I get on the phone, it's her time to bark, thinking I'll give her a cookie and she'll shut up.
All right.
That's cool.
She's going to be 14 this year.
Wow.
Wow.
That's good in dog years.
She's got breast cancer. The surgery's too expensive. I'm trying to get some oil.
Just make her comfortable now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give her the cookie. Hearing that.
Give her the cookie.
give her the pot dog bone.
She's spoiled rotten, no doubt about it.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary.
Okay, party on, Brian.
No request today?
No request, Mary?
Yeah, request that Brian play his favorite song for his birthday.
Okay. That's tough.
It's hard to narrow.
It's tough.
That's
different.
We need you to narrow it.
This could be one of them. Carl Biancucci wanted all the young dudes. I guess he thinks I'm young or something. I'm Brian Young.
Get it? Oh, you are. Okay.
I'll always be young.
Yep.
Right on.
Right on.
is this him? Well, I'll get the dog, Mary, and this person on at the same time.
Maybe they got a cat.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian. Happy birthday.
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
It's Ron Beal.
Hey, what's up, Ron?
Hey, Rob. What's up?
Ron.
Ron, yeah, you remember that.
Yeah, I got it. Yes. Jimmy's messing me up over here.
Oh, no.
What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. Just having a good day over here. It's nice and sunny over here. How about over there?
Kind of outcast.
Kind of cloudy.
Starting to break through.
I'm sweating bullets like usual.
Where are you calling from?
Toledo, Ohio.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello, Toledo.
Yep.
I was wondering if I could make a request.
What would you like to hear, Ron?
To Brian, Manitoba's Wild Kingdom, party starts now.
I'll see if we have that. Can someone make note of that?
That is great.
I'll forget that, and I get a couple songs to play. Manitoba's Wild Kingdom.
Yeah.
And what's the song?
Party Starts Now.
Party Starts Now.
Got it.
All right.
It's a Dictator's offshoot, man.
All right.
Okay.
Cool, man. We'll try and get that all right. All right, Ron?
Sounds great, man.
All right. This one goes out to Carl Biancucci on MFO.
Is Mary still on the phone?
Yeah. Bye, Mary. Bye, guys. It was titled wrong. It was titled wrong. It's not my fault. We'll do a double shot. All the young dudes coming up all the way from Memphis right now.
They said, yeah. 25, speed jive, don't wanna stay alive. When you're 25, I'm wearing stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping off the star. From his studies, a funky little boat race. The television lad is crazy, saying we're juvenile delinquent rats.
you in the dark. It was true, it was true.
Smithereens doing Lust for Life. Who asked for Lust for Life? Somebody did.
Somebody did ask for that. Lynn Taylor.
And because I didn't have too much of a variety other than...
You don't have anything
For Iggy? There might be something. I don't know. I didn't look too deep, but it looked like a bunch of the version. One of them even said... Songs from commercials, you know, or something. I'm like, way too mainstream when it says that. So I did Smithereens doing it from Smithereens B-Sides, Lust for Life. Willie Alexander Loco before that, local hero doing Radio Heart. Brigands, Supersonic, Mott the Hoople, Double Shot going out to Carl, all the young dudes and all the way from Memphis Live. And, it is my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
I can't hide from it. I mean, it's on Facebook and everyone. But birthdays do just get worse and worse when you get older, don't they?
You think?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know.
Jimmy got me something.
Uh-oh.
I made you something.
And Marie made me a cake. It's in the fridge.
Yeah. $100 cake. Expensive cake.
$100 cake?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the ingredients are very expensive.
Yeah. Is it gold in it?
I went over to Europe to get special chocolate. Yep.
What's this? Like, did you use cocaine instead of flour?
Let's hope so.
What is in this cake? How come it's
just carrots?
It wasn't a $100 cake.
It was $100. It cost me $100 to make that cake.
How?
Because I had to buy actually a mixer and all that.
Oh.
I don't have the tools.
Oh, she didn't have the tools.
I was going to say, homemade is supposed to be cheaper. What the heck? I'll just go to Mary Lou's News and get a little
carrot
cake.
No, this is going to be great.
Is there a card, Jimmy? Or are you just pulling these things out?
There's no card because we're not that kind of.
It's a blue bag. Happy birthday.
It's a blue bag.
A blue bag?
Blue bag. Those are
socks?
Superman socks.
Superman socks.
At first I thought it was a tie. I was frightened.
That would be frightened.
I'm like, I'm never wear this, Jimmy. He's like, we'll wear those. Superman socks.
Yeah, wear those around the house.
Sure.
He will, because that's all he wears is socks and his underwear. Yep.
Now you have Superman socks.
Cupcakes.
Those are cupcakes.
You were supposed to come in with it lit. He's got one candle. You're so pathetic.
I said we can't have fire or drinks in the studio or food. So why
one candle?
Because this is your birthday. The other one's for Marie.
Oh. Get a candle. Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Get a birthday. We'll get you a candle.
Okay. Ooh.
Cookies. Did you guys make these?
Everything is homemade.
Oh, very good.
Those are homemade?
Everything is homemade. These cookies?
From scratch.
How do you get cookies to look like that?
That's perfect.
Those look like Toll House cookies.
Jimmy is shaking his head. His eyes are bulging. That's a no. Yeah.
Nope. It's just cookies in socks.
Sweets.
That's all.
Thanks, brother.
Sweets for the sweet.
For years and years and years on Christmas, I could always expect, a gift from my mom, and it was always socks and underwear. Every year. Never changed.
Socks and underwear.
But you need that.
It's something I don't think to buy on my own, so I'm happy to get that.
Exactly. And stuff to run around the house with.
Right.
One time I got a bathrobe. I couldn't believe it. I wore it for like 6 years.
We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers. And, I got to do a PSA. After the PSA, I'm going to play something from a Dan Murphy request.
Yes, always good. Always good suggestions
you
from
think
Dan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I think he
is. I love Dan's music, and he's gotten me into... I mean, I'm a huge, Cracker and Camper Van Beethoven fan, and he originally got me into Camper Van Beethoven, in the mid-80s.
Oh, dude knows his stuff.
Yeah, he's good. He's got a good ear, for sure. Dan Murphy. Thank you, Dan. And, we actually went to the Avett Brothers, and he was into the Avett Brothers before anyone...
Yeah. Heard of them.
Mentioned them,
He's a little ahead
he was like, check out this band. And I think he bought the tickets. Me and Marie went with him. And, well, this one's Kurt Vile. I'm just like, should I play this one? It's called Jesus Fever. Is the guy going to be a Jesus freak? Did Dan turn into a Jesus freak? I hope not.
I don't know. Give it a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah. Kurt Vile. I like the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a punk name. Kurt Vile.
Kurt Vile. I like that.
This one's called, I actually liked the name of this song, Jesus Fever.
Rolls off the tongue, right?
Let's check it out.
Let's hope it's not like the Doobie Brothers. And, Jesus is just all right with me.
Al Pachulis, who couldn't be here today, but he chimed in that he reminded us it's also Steven Tyler's birthday.
You were born on Steven Tyler's birthday.
And he's my neighbor, too.
There you go.
I grew up in Scituate, and he grew up in New Hampshire. How's that work? No. he lived in Marshfield for quite a bit.
I don't think we'll want to go down that road.
What, with?
With Steve Tyler?
With Steve Tyler.
I've been down this road many times. I used to bring dates there and go, it's Steven Tyler's house. And I get laid. He's Steven Tyler for that.
Okay.
Thank you, Steven.
It's Kurt Vile. I'm sure he'd do thumbs up. He's supposedly a sexaholic. He'd be doing thumbs up to that. Kurt Vile, Jesus Fever, out to Dan Murphy, 91.